I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere because I'm going to introduce you to a woman who is definitely changing lives. She has changed her life so amazingly, and she's sharing with you what she has done to change her life. Dr. Terry Walls has written the book called The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine. And she definitely did beat this disease, or at least has it under control, and she can explain that to us. And this is really a tough thing to do. This is really an amazing book, and I want to welcome Dr. Terry Walls to Shannon Corner. How are you today?
Terrific. So glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, this is amazing what you've done. MS is just an incredibly progressive, debilitating disease. I know someone in our family has it, and it's really difficult. How can you beat this? And did you beat it, or did you just tame it?
I'd say it's very well tamed for me. When it's relapsing remitting, things can spontaneously improve, called the remission. But when you're in the progressive phase, there's no more remissions, no more improvements. You can only expect steady decline. So despite declining for 7 straight years, we have dramatic improvement. In fact, last week when I was on my treadmill for 20 minutes at 4 miles an hour, I was alternating between walking and jogging.
That's amazing.
It feels
That's amazing.
Miraculous.
That is absolutely amazing. And if anyone knows how bad this disease is, that's truly amazing. Now you're a doctor, so when you get a medical condition, you're gonna fix this. You're gonna beat it. You know something, and then you've brought this something to us. And you did this primarily with your diet, right?
Well, yeah. So mostly diet. I did also stress reduction through meditation.
Okay.
Exercise and electrical stimulation of my muscles. So we did the whole program.
Mm-hmm.
But the diet really is the base. It is the absolute most critical part of the program.
And the diet is very, I would say that the diet is very different than our normal everyday diet. So it takes some concentration. It takes some discipline.
Well, people have to understand why it's designed this way,
okay,
so they're willing to go through the work of creating
right.
the diet.
Fair enough.
In the book, I spend a lot of time explaining the critical role of nutrients and how your brain mm-hmm. cells function. And then I explain how gluten, dairy, and eggs have proteins that can make your cells overly aggressive in their immune response. And that's why I want those three food groups taken out of the diet. Then I have people eat, for men and tall women like me, I'm 6 foot tall, 9 cups of fruits and vegetables, 3 cups of greens, 3 cups of sulfur-rich from the cabbage, onion, and mushroom family, in 3 cups of deeply colored, like carrots, beets, and berries, and then high-quality protein.
You know, I started to say this takes a lot of discipline, and it does. I mean, I have read this book. It takes an awful lot of discipline. But if you're sick and things aren't going well, it doesn't. You want to get better. So that discipline, you already have that incentive. So if something mm-hmm. works, this is a simple way to do it. It's a lot more simpler than falling over and not being able to stand up and being in a wheelchair and possibly dying.
Well, and the disease-modifying drugs mm-hmm. Are very potent, very expensive, you know, $1,000 to $5,000 a month, with a long list of side effects that range from annoying to life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is called paleo, Walls Paleo. Is this the typical paleo diet, or does this vary because of the disease, and does it vary from person to person?
So this is, paleo generally focuses on what you're supposed to take out of the diet, so the grains, legumes, and dairy. What I've done is I've built on that and said, this is what you need to eat every day to make sure your brain cells and your mitochondria are flooded with the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential fats they need to conduct the biology of life properly. So it's vast. It's much, much more nutrient dense than even the average paleo diet.
Uh-huh. How about supplements, vitamins? Do you believe in those?
Well, the real magic is in the food. I do talk about targeted supplements sometimes as helpful, and I have a wonderful chapter on supplements
right.
to help guide the person to decide which ones they want to try and how to monitor the use so they don't accidentally overshoot. For example, if you take zinc, because we know zinc is very important to brain cells,
mm-hmm.
you can inadvertently create copper deficiency, which can have very negative brain effects as well, because all of our vitamins, minerals, and fats work by the ratios they have one to another.
Mm-hmm. While you're taking this, I read something that says you must stay on your current medication. So if you have MS or something like this, and you are working with your diet and your book, which is excellent and really says everything, you must stay on your medication? You can't throw it away?
Well, you certainly stay on your meds. You wait until see how much recovery you get.
Mm-hmm.
When you're feeling great, then I suggest that they begin the conversation with their treating physicians about which drugs to slowly, very carefully taper and discontinue.
Mm-hmm.
In my clinics, when we are taking care of people with autoimmune conditions or other chronic medical problems, I help them recover through food and lifestyle, Center of the Walls protocol. And then the patient, as they recover, we find that they need fewer and fewer drugs and, in fact, are often able to get off the disease-modifying drugs entirely.
Uh-huh.
But that does take time. And you don't do it before recovery. You do it
gotcha.
After recovery.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's fair enough. And you mentioned your clinics. You are out in Iowa.
I'm in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I work at the Veterans Hospital where I see traumatic brain injury, primary care, and a therapeutic lifestyle clinic.
Okay.
And in my therapeutic lifestyle clinic, we have people with complex chronic diseases, a lot of autoimmune diseases, and we're using this very intensive diet and lifestyle approach for them with very exciting results.
Mm-hmm. Dairy alert, no dairy?
No dairy.
No dairy.
Yeah,
you know,
the amino acid sequence in gluten and dairy are so similar that if you're sensitive to one, you almost certainly are sensitive to the other.
And how about meats and things like that? Are you allowed meats?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I want people to have meat.
Mm.
A moderate amount. Well, we're not talking high amounts of meat because you're getting your 9 cups of vegetables in. But, you know, 6 to 12 ounces depending on the gender and size.
But no eggs.
No eggs. So food sensitivities, the top three are gluten, dairy, and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask people to remove those three from the diet. If they want to test later, one ingredient at a time, we do go through the protocol how to do that to assess whether or not they could safely reintroduce eggs.
And, of course, there's wonderful things you can eat. We're talking about what you can't eat, but apples, bananas, pears, fruits, vegetables. I mean, there's wonderful things that you can eat and incorporate into your diet. How long did it take you to do this, to get as well as you are from where you were, which you were in a wheelchair, you were pretty bad. So how long did it take you?
Couldn't sit up, could walk short distances, 2 canes,
yeah.
Having brain fog. Began the E-Stim, the diet, some targeted supplements. 3 months later, I'm walking with a cane between exam rooms. My energy is vastly better. My mind is clear. Mood is much better. 6 months, I'm able to walk through the hospital without a cane. I get on my bike for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years. It's Mother's Day weekend on the 2008, and I ride my bike around the block.
Wow.
My family and I are crying because we're so excited. Then at 9 months, I'm able to do an 18-mile bicycle tour
with
my family.
I'm impressed. I mean, I'm really impressed. I have seen the difference here. So, I mean, this is impressive. And this doesn't, you don't have to be sick to be on this diet, do you?
Oh, no, no. Many of my college students that help in the study as volunteers do the diet for 2 weeks so they understand what we're asking our study subjects. And so these young kids in their 20s, they are impressed with how much more energy they have and how much more mental clarity they have.
Wow. Well, this is a wonderful book, The Walls Protocol. I mean, this is a big, solid, good book with every bit of information that you would need in it. I mean, it's really terrific. And yes, I do think it takes some discipline, but what you get out of it is so worth that discipline, especially if you were ill, especially if you have some autoimmune condition. Then this will really, it seems, and you certainly have other people on it
right.
to cure it. Anyway, everything is on Shannon's Corner, by the way, everybody. So if you're not catching this or we're in a hurry here, which we are, The Walls Protocol and everything is on Shannon's Corner. There's a direct link to your book and anyone I talk about here. Dr. Terry Walls, thank you so much for joining us today. This is a terrific book. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here today on WTBQ. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.